Why is it that even if you were in an unhappy relationship, you can always feel the pain of a past breakup? You see, I like to think that is the doing of love. Hello, everyone. My name is Joey Kidney, and you are listening to the Happy Times Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about, you know, breakups. I figured you might have figured it out from the title. But hello, are you doing all right? I'm here to just have a conversation with you. I'm not here to give you any... I don't want to say answers because I don't want to let you lose hope, but I want you to understand that this is just a back and forth. This is a conversation. This is a talk with almost like a best friend, and that's what I want it to always feel like. Now, I can't make a podcast at this time without acknowledging what is happening in my city. I live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. For those who don't know, there's thousands of protesters and truckers downtown Ottawa, and there's a lot of good protesters, but there's also a lot of bad ones, and I won't go into too much detail because I know if it's not written, we usually mess up what we tend to think when it comes out of our mouth. It's just sad to see, and I hope everyone, if you are listening from downtown Ottawa, hopefully the honking has stopped and you're able to hear my voice, and this is your peace and quiet for maybe once, because it's been going on for almost a week, and I just hope you are safe. I hope the local businesses are able to still run. I see some people doing like, they're offering deliveries because literally no one can get to their store, and no one can get in their store because it's an anti-vax and anti-mask protest, so they can't get in. Anyways, it's this whole thing. I really just wish everyone's safe. It's scary. I've never been so scared to see a Canadian flag go by, which is not how it should be. Anyways, I know that doesn't have anything to do with the breakup, but I just had to say it. I hope those listening who came for the breakup advice. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. Could understand. And yeah. Oh, it's just so heartbreaking. And more news, in a week from today, you were listening to a podcast on Friday. So in a week, next Friday, we are going to be announcing our new love hoodies. We made a new design for our love hoodies for Valentine's Day, and it's more than just Valentine's Day. It's for, because I know that you guys are watching this or listening to this because you're going through a breakup. It's more than just that. It's about self-love. It's about just spreading love, and especially with the story that I just told about what's happening in Ottawa, I feel like we could all use a little bit of love. It's never going to hurt anybody. Loving somebody is the best thing we can do, and if we love ourselves and somebody else, then I think we're doing a pretty good job. So stay tuned for that because those are going to be going quick and we only have limited quantities because the whole world is on a shortage. This is very real, folks. But how are you? Are you doing okay? Listen, I know breakups can suck. I know they can really hurt. And especially at the time, it seems like your life is over. You're like almost manic and you're doing things without any reason and you're just existing instead of living. And it's just this weird, weird time. But you're working on yourself and you don't even know it. And so when you come out of that time, when you come out and everything's just handy dandy all right, you're not even going to realize what you went through. You won't realize how bad you were during this time. You're going to just think, wow, okay, yeah, that happened. I'm strong now. Look at it. And you might have a little trauma from the past relationship, but who doesn't? And sometimes we don't even know it. I didn't even know I had some trauma. I thought I was always like, I thought my first relationship was really healthy. And I mean, it wasn't unhealthy. I'm not bashing anyone at all. But then I started to notice like things happen in my current relationship. And I was like, wait a second. Hold on. If I'm playing this back correctly, I loved too much and it ended. I was sad. And it just, I played the thing back in my head. I'm like, okay, wait, no, 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 I can't go through this again. But everybody's so different. Every relationship is so different. So even though that might have happened in my past, it doesn't happen in my future. It doesn't happen in my present because the person I'm dealing with is a totally different person. And I want you to understand that when you move on, when you choose to go on one date, or when you just hear somebody out for the first time, just understand that they're a different person. It's not that they're any better or any worse. They're just completely different. And I know it's tough when, you know, all social media categorizes guys into one category of being an asshole. And I'm sorry for that. I apologize. Because sometimes we can be, for sure. And I think it's just miscommunication on everyone's part. But for the relationships that do work out, I don't think there's any miscommunication at all. So they can't all be assholes, right? So this is for anyone going through a breakup and needs to add up all the thoughts in their head so that they start to make sense again. Because I know there's a lot. There's a lot of questions about closure, which will be a podcast upcoming, and I'll also make a YouTube video out about it. But all these thoughts in our head just like get so jumbled that they just don't make sense. That we lose like taste of things. When we truly love someone and they leave our lives, it feels like they took our whole life with them. Our favorite coffee loses flavor. The scenic walks that we used to take, well, we feel lost on. We don't know where we're going. Because we were stuck in our mind with them. When we go on these walks with them, we weren't looking at where we were. We were enjoying every moment with them. You know, it makes us feel lost now. Our bed feels cold. Our food tastes bland. Our clothes don't fit. And our heads feel disconnected from our bodies. If this is what I just described, if this was you, well, one, I want to say I'm sorry. And two, I want to say I'm proud of you for clicking on a podcast that is really tough for you.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Okay. Now, even if you've felt one of the things that I just explained, and I think that proves that you're not alone in your situation, which is, I know, not something that every single person wants to hear. I know a lot of people like to feel alone. And I know that doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But do you know when you're sad? And do you know when you're sad? Yes, of course you know when you're sad. But do you know when you're sad and you don't want to be surrounded by anybody else? You just want to be alone and you want people to feel bad for you to a sense. So I understand it. I understand it. So, hey, if you want to feel alone, then I will tell you that none of us are feeling the same thing in any way, what sort, whatever. But this whole podcast might go against that because I'm going to continue talking and hopefully I'm going to give you stuff to help. And the reason why I'm able to help is because I've been through it. And I've been through it. It was a while ago, years ago, but it still sticks with me to this day. And I think a lot of people still deal with it. You know, so that would upset you to know that you're not alone. You don't want someone to be like you, because for once in your life, you're able to feel something, even if it's painful. Because after a breakup, during a relationship, you were always feeling something as two people. You were never feeling something alone or just by yourself. So you're processing this breakup as the worst thing that has ever happened to you. But if you haven't been able to feel today or lately, then maybe this breakup was the best thing for you. Feeling is a part of life. Feeling and loving and having emotions is something that every person has. And if you were with somebody who blocked that or didn't allow you to have that or to feel or to love or anything, then you are being manipulated. That's not right. That's not okay. Just because they didn't want to get upset or just because they wanted it their way, forceful feelings never last. We all know this. So something leaving your life always sucks at the moment. But down the line, it all starts to make sense. So I'm not here to tell you that time heals all wounds, because you already know this. But I'm here to tell you that the strength that you need to endure all the time alone and to find yourself again, well, you already have it. And I know you might think you don't have it yet, but you do. You're listening to a podcast about breakups. You clicked on it. I know that when I was going through my breakup, I just wanted to watch sad movies, sad songs, run, go do stupid, like, I don't even know. And then the moment I clicked on a podcast that I wanted to get better, I started talking to my friends because I wanted to get better. It's because it was in the next stage and I wanted to get better because I was strong enough to move forward. So let's talk about why it hurts. One, you lost someone you love. There's not much to it. That's it. Two, you let go of someone you love. So maybe they didn't leave. Maybe you had to let go. Maybe you left. And three, you feel nothing. Now, the latter is really tough, because when we feel nothing, it's really hard to assess. It's hard to move forward. It's hard to figure out what to do next. So the obvious patterns are going to happen in your life. You will feel it heavily. You will be angry. You will work on yourself a lot. You will go to the gym and get revenge bod, probably. And five, you're going to miss them. And you're going to miss them a lot. And that's okay. I don't think it's a bad idea to reminisce. I don't think it's a bad idea to remember the person that you loved. And I don't think it's a good idea to forget something. I think naturally we forget. I don't think there's any way. I'm sure there's a scientist out there listening, or there's a scientist out there who's done research on it, but I'm sure there's no damn way where we can actually forget something on purpose. Because when we try to forget, we are just trying to remember. And if you're trying to remember, then maybe you're already forgetting, because it's just natural. As time goes on, thoughts and feelings and love gets replaced. Whether you like it or not, even if you're with someone, moments change and people come into your lives and happiness changes, your traits change, your whole being changes. But it's just about staying the person that you are, you know, staying you. And staying the you that's respectful and nice and there for your partner. You know, it's a simple task, but it's really hard for a lot of people to do because they don't feel the love. So if we know all this, and we know that breakups are so common, and these are the outcomes, you know, we're feeling it heavily, angry, working on ourselves, going to the gym, we miss them, then why does it hurt so much? Why the fuck does it destroy our day, destroy our weeks, destroy our lives? We can't even, like, sip a coffee without thinking of them. Coffee is one that really gets me. I know I keep mentioning it. It's because I didn't drink coffee, and then they not made me. I did it for them. And then now it's not to remind me of them. It feels warm, because I've come to peace with the breakup. And this is a spot where you're going to get. I've come to peace with the breakup so that when I sip on a coffee, it's comfortable. Sometimes, if I'm in a good mood, the acidity of coffee doesn't really sit easy with me, but it's just a nice warm feeling to it's more for me. It's more about I moved on. I did this. I'm okay. I'm still here. Every single person is different. And I talked about it before, but every single one is different. So in every relationship, you know, you're allowed to share your own experience and your own personal experience. So if yours ended, I encourage you to send a DM to me. And I'm not going to respond. I have no right to respond to people's relationships. I'm not a licensed therapist or anything. I know a lot of people ask me for advice, and that's different. But if you were explaining your whole entire relationship to me and then wanting me to, you know, figure out the problem, I can't do that. I'm not licensed for that. I didn't sign up to end relationships or to keep them going. That's for you. And I hope that doesn't come off as rude. I truly do love you, all of you. But I'm not here to make I'm not here to say yes or no to people. So what I want you to do is, if you need to vent, my DMs are open for you to vent on Instagram. And I'll tell you right now, if I won't respond, because I just want you to use it as a venting place to vent. And I for some, that's something you want. For some people, you do want a response, and I'm sorry, but this is a venting technique. So hopefully this helps. I'm going to cough now. Sorry, it's not COVID, I promise. It's crazy how that still exists, you know? I mean, it's not crazy how it exists. I know it's going to exist for the rest of our freaking lives, and it's existed before our lives. But anyways, breakups hurt so much because once you envisioned a whole entire life with someone to the point where you lost who you are without them. And that is usually why couples tend to distance themselves, because one partner loses who they are and become dependent on the other. And once the weight becomes too heavy, someone has to break. Now, this is something that I'm proud to write, but I wrote it about me. I was someone who lost who I was, and I put all of my weight, my emotions, my feelings, my depression, my happiness, everything was dependent on my partner. And I gave them too much because I couldn't handle it. And then what happened? They couldn't handle it because they were dealing with their own lives as well. And they broke. So you might think that you hate that person for breaking your heart, but a lot of times it comes to the feeling of letting yourself down. You know, you feel guilt. So now that I just tore your heart to shreds, explaining all of this, well, allow me to fix it. And I only got one thing for you. You just keep swimming. I know that's basically time heals all wounds, but I'm not telling you that it's going to take a certain amount of time. I'm just saying you just got to keep going because it's tough shit. There's no other way around it. It's tough, but it's not the end of the world. If you want some cookie cutter shitty advice, you would have went to your mom, but you're on the internet and you're listening to a podcast and you have no idea what I'm going to say next. So that's your fault. Listen, I think what helps is to literally know the pain of the fact that your ex is already doing the same. The relationship ended. It is over. It is time to learn who you are again and be okay with the fact that they will be doing the same. And I have to say, I've said it before in the podcast, but congratulations. Because you made it this far in a video speaking on a subject that you feel broken about. And to know that you were strong enough for anything, well, hopefully that's enough to move on. So thank you guys very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And I hope you tune in next week. And if you did enjoy it, please send me a DM. And I will be making a podcast on the next step to a breakup. So I truly hope you enjoy. Okay.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.